bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage today is just one verse, and this might have been the first verse I memorized. It's certainly one of the earliest. This is Psalm 119, 105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And of course, in my head, I always hear the Michael W. Smith King James Version, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We've got a lot of really strong, faithful seniors graduating from our youth group this year, several of which are on our youth worship team. And I'm aware of at least two of them who are just struggling with, it's getting real close and I need to make a decision. I've got option A and I've got option B, and option A and B are both good, and I don't know which one is best. We often want to know what lies further down the path. We can see the very beginning of the path, but we need to know beyond which path is the most blessing, is the one where I'm going to get the best job and I'm going to meet the right girl and whatever the case may be. But God doesn't offer us that. Psalm 119, 105, a verse that's been with me for a long time and should have more greatly influenced maybe my perspective in this over the course of my life, but thank goodness he's still teaching us. That it says it's a lamp to my feet. You know, it's not a giant spotlight that shines miles down the road. It's not street lamps that we can see the whole path illuminated and everywhere that it will lead. It is a lamp to my feet, and it is a light to my path so that I won't stumble, so that I won't step into a hole or trip over a root or lose the path. I can see that I'm on the path, but I don't necessarily get to see everywhere that the path leads. Abraham, when he was called by God, said, "Go to the land that I will show you." It doesn't tell every step. It's not you know, MapQuest directions that we used to have to print out and take with us when we were going on a long trip. You just know the next step and you follow it. So how does that work out in our lives? Well, one, what is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path? It's his word. We want to be people of the word, people who are saturated with the wisdom, the knowledge of God and his ways that we find in Scripture, and that our lives will be full of it, that we will grow in wisdom, and that decisions that might have been hard otherwise make more sense because we are walking with God. One of the things God's word says when making a decision is seek many advisors. Talk to people who love the Lord and love you and want what's best for you and see what they say. You may get one godly, loving person who tells you option A and another who tells you option B. Now, where are we? Well, then we go to the Lord in prayer. We're told in God's word to pray continuously, to be praying all the time, to be having a conversation with God, and to submit our ways to him. Now, what if we do that and we still don't have a clear sense or peace or direction or neon sign in the sky about which way to go? Well, then we make a choice. We make the choice based on everything that God has showed us in wisdom and direction, his word, advice from people who love us. And then we make a choice and we trust the consequences to God. We walk with God, knowing that God does not choose in his word to give us the answer to all of our questions, but he does tell us what we need to know. Lord, let that be enough for our lives. God, as all of us, not just those graduating and trying to decide where to go to college or what career to pursue, but all of us as we seek choices. And you've got one option that makes sense and another option makes sense. God, may we submit them to you. May we seek godly counsel and wisdom. May we saturate our minds and our hearts and our lives with not just knowing your word, but obeying your word and living by your word. And then to make the choice that we feel like you might think is best and to leave the results to you. God, you do not call us to know everything. You call us to live according to your word, which will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you for the promises of your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.